Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie wanted to give a special shout out to somebody this morning.
It is Josh's birthday.
Yay!
Oh, happy birthday, Shua.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel old today, so.
You should.
I know. I woke up early this morning. I was like, oh, I should have taken the day off.
Right, yeah. Yeah. In hindsight. But, yeah, it's your special day.
Thank you. You got me such a cool little present, too, Katie. Yeah. I love it. It's so sweet. And, of course, the Dr. Pepper. Come on.
Oh,
solid.
I know.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Solid.
Perfect.
Dr. Pepper,
I loved it
candy,
so much.
And Star Wars.
Oh, you're so thoughtful.
It's so great. I'm going to have Chick-fil-A, Dr. Pepper, and candy
today. Well, yeah, I forgot, so you got a virtual gift card.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No. I love Chick-fil-A, too. You know that. So
yeah, I have a cheeky sandwich on me, all right?
Yeah, thank
While
you.
You're wearing that new Star Wars t-shirt.
I'm going to.
Yay, it's your birthday.
Hey, make it a great day.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna.
Let
I'm
your
gonna.
Light shine, girl.
It's going to. Already
it's all
shining.
About you.
Letting our lights shine. It's been stuck in my head ever since I left the house this morning. Gave my wife a kiss goodbye, and she goes, "Let your light shine."
Oh.
I go, "Okay, honey. Yeah. All right, you as well." So we are going to let our light shine this morning. Let our spirit guide you.
Yes, on our journey.
Through your morning journey.
Yeah.
Which might include a little mouthwash in your mouth this morning as you get ready to head out, as you're brushing your teeth. And I'm laughing at this story from Listerine this morning. They've got now 3 different intensities to choose from, because if you've ever swished with Listerine, you might as well be swishing with molten hot magma straight out of a volcano, right?
It burns.
It's intense. Yeah. So, for all you wusses out there that don't like the spice, they've got an extra mild version now that they say is new and ultra gentle with a softer swish. They've got a mild, which is smooth and balanced. This is like whiskey. For an easy, everyday clean, and then the intense, which is the bold and powerful, classic Listerine sensorial experience?
Sensory experience.
No, look at, what's this word?
Sensorial. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it'll make you have to blow your nose afterwards. Do you like the original, the OG Listerine?
I didn't realize it was a problem for people. I mean,
I didn't either.
Can go the alcohol-free route, which I heard is better for your
That's
mouth
all I do.
In general. Me too. And so it doesn't seem too, you know, strong for me. But even the regular mouthwash, I mean, maybe it's because I did so many shots in college. Like, my body's used to it.
Like, you had that drinking problem for a while, so you're like, bring it on.
Exactly. Mouthwash is nothing.
The problem with Katie doing mouthwashes is she swallows it.
No, I don't.
I know this is where we do sports, but I'm almost interested in something else.
No.
What?
Princess Pilot was supposed to take Josh out yesterday for a little surprise, like birthday something or other, and I want to know what went on, because today is actually your birthday.
Yeah.
Yay, Josh.
And we were all like, what is she going to do? Because you had to get out of the station really quick. And
yeah.
She what had, happened? Yeah, she had an entire day planned. I want to show you, Katie and Jer, a picture that I took. She made, I got to find the picture. She made, I come home and she's already at my place. And she made a banner of all of my faces and pictures that I've taken and we've taken over the years. And it's hanging over my front door. And it says, like, happy birthday. Like, this is not just, like, pasted pictures. Like,
yeah.
This is a printed out banner.
Huh.
She goes to the nth degree of celebrating, which I've never, my
That's
family
different.
Doesn't do that. Like, my family, we go, happy birthday, you know, presents, whatever. But, like, it's different. And it's something that I am not used to.
So it was
and
a banner of just all of your faces?
Yeah.
Like,
your
pictures
face.
That we have taken together and my face. Like, a mixture. Like, she found my baby pictures. I don't even know where she got those.
Oh, my goodness.
She found my baby pictures. But then she also went on throughout the entire day and made a scavenger hunt, essentially, of where I get to choose how the day looks.
Oh.
Time to find your
It
present.
Really was. Like, we truly went on a birthday journey. Like, it was one
like,
of...
What was the...
The most... So it starts
like,
out, like, the restaurants that we could have gone to, okay? And it was all of my favorite restaurants. And we chose a place called Cafe Rio, which I love their burritos. They're amazing. I love them. But then they were also, like... Other places, like, you know, I love Tokyo Joe's or Chick-fil-A or whatever. Like, there's options on options. And then we chose essentially where to go for, like, the major celebration part. And that ended up being the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. Uh-huh. So we ended up going there, and I picked the little cue card, and she's like, okay, boom, I already got the tickets. Let's head down there. And we spent the day there because I have – everything was tailor-made for, like, memories that I've had in life or anything. And I remember I used to go down there all the time when I was really young with my family, and I had a blast. I have not been there in – oh my God.
Did you get to feed the giraffes?
I saw your giraffe
we
picture.
We fed the giraffe.
Yeah, that's the best part about going to that zoo. Yes. You buy the lettuce and then you feed the giraffes.
Awesome. Yes.
They got their big old tongues licking you.
I don't remember feeding the giraffes when I was young, and so we did it. And I just forgot, A, how long their tongues are.
And black.
And
they're
black.
So dark.
And how rough they are. But then, like, you get to pet giraffes.
Yeah.
It was the coolest experience. I loved it. Everything timed out perfectly because, like, we did the entire Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And then by the time we got back to the car, like, the second we closed our doors, hail and rain and wind and lightning, like, everything happened. And then after that, we spent dinner going to Sierra Restaurant, which is just right out here in Lone Tree. It's one of my favorite, like, kind of nicer restaurants to go to.
Did you have a banner there with all your faces, too?
They all sang me happy birthday. No, so we did not have
did
no banners.
Did you wrap your car in a wrap with all of your faces?
She did not.
It's slightly stalker.
No,
it's got a hint of stalkerish feel.
Not.
It's got a stalkerish feel to it.
Not when you've shared a bed with the person. It does not.
Well, that makes it maybe even worse.
No, it doesn't. No, it's
it was
adorable.
So
like, she tracked down baby pictures.
It's
I felt
super
celebrated
sweet.
And loved. My wrapping paper for the presents
was your
my
face?
Face.
Was your face?
See, that's
my face.
No, it's not.
You be careful.
This, again, was the first birthday together. Like,
it
she
was.
Had to go all out. I love that she did all this
she
for
said,
you.
She said, don't ever leave me.
Makes me
she
love
handmade
her even
the
more.
Cake. She did everything.
Was your face
Princess
on the cake, Violet? Too?
No, my face was not on the cake. Not that time.
See, that's where I would expect the picture of you, though.
It was a Star Wars cake that
I
specifically asked for.
You better never leave me. She's holding the knife to cut your cake. I hope you like the banner I made for you.
How'd you get her voice down so well?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Now make love to me.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm tired. Let's just say I'm tired.
Put your stormtrooper helmet on.
Oh,
and make it the best birthday ever. Well, happy birthday.
Thank
Yay!
You. Thank you.
What are you laughing at over there? You all right?
I'm so sorry. We got a text from Jonathan that sent me a little.
Okay.
Did you read it? Did you see it?
A few of these are inappropriate.
Something about a stormtrooper helmet while you're hanging out with your girlfriend.
We'll let that go.
Jonathan, we see you.
It'll be fine.
That's good.
Sorry. Okay. And moving on.
Yeah, we're a little short to be a stormtrooper.
Oh, I hate that that's the actual saying.
Well, I got to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Sydney Sweeney's making the hype today.
Oh, is she?
She's going to headline a new movie coming out. Called Hello. The story reimagines Washington Irving's 1820 tale, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Blending gothic and erotic thriller elements. Yes, please.
I mean, that's right in her ballpark of things she does.
Sydney
so.
Sweeney erotic? Really?
What?
She portrays Katrina Von Tassel. Yes, she does. As the central character in a dangerous supernatural love triangle. Yes and yes.
Why is the image of Sydney Sweeney with tassels now in my brain?
Well, it's in everybody's brain.
You know
right
what?
Now.
I heard she also started up her own production company. So good
Did
for
she?
Her. Good for her doing big things out there after Euphoria wraps up. You
breast
know?
Wishes to her. Garth Jerry. Brooks is in the hype this morning. Let's see. He was honored. What was the award? Artist of a Lifetime Award last night by the Recording Industry Association of America. That's a big deal.
If anybody deserves it,
it's
Garth.
Mr. Brooks.
It's Mr. What was it? Chris Haynes?
Chris Haynes right? deserves this. That's right. So what he's doing now, there's rumors that he is seeking roughly $2 billion for his music catalog and recordings, a deal that could make him the wealthiest singer globally. Currently, Beyonce leads with $1 billion. And, Jay-Z's up there, too, at $2.5 billion. But this would push him over the top because I think his current value is, like, $400 million. So add a 2B to that.
Yeah.
$2.4 billion. Yeah. I think he's He's worth it.
Absolutely.
I mean, a true icon in the music industry.
He really is. And he was a marketing major from Oklahoma. So, like, he knows what to do to put his music in front of people. And he was so smart about it. So, I think he deserves it. I always loved Garth
and just
Brooks.
Generally, I watched a little bit of his show that he had on Prime where he was developing the bar down in Nashville. And he just genuinely seems like kind of a good guy.
Yeah. So. Everything I've heard about him is like, you know, outside of the whole Trisha Yearwood leaving his wife, that was so long ago.
Who hasn't, right?
So long ago.
Good guy, though. You know?
Good,
everybody gets
guy.
A mulligan. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. All right, let me play you some audio. One final thing. This TikToker's gone viral this morning. She's 25 years old, and she's rolling around. It looks like in a Jeep Wrangler or something, and she is just mad as heck because it's been hot out, and she turns her car over to the cold to get some AC out of it, and it is just not blowing cold air. So she took it to the mechanic.
Yes, I did bring my car into the dealership yesterday, and I said, my air conditioner is not working. He said, let me come take a look. So he gets in my car, he presses some things, and he said, listen, I know it's not a hot day and all, but this thing is blasting cold air at me. I said, there's no way, there's no way. I've spent the last 2 weeks sweating, profusely sweating in my car. The thing's broken. He said, Did you try pressing the AC button? I said, no, I didn't know I had to press a button. I just thought I put it on cold, it was gonna blow cold air at me, and that's new to me. So I'm 25, you learn something new every day.
You do.
That's a bless your heart moment right there.
It is. Come on.
Not only do you turn it to cold, there's generally a little AC button for AC. And you gotta hit that.
We've all been there. We've all been there. Maybe not that specific instance, we've all been there when life slaps you in the face. Don't lie. Don't act like you're ahead of life every time.
It's rare.
Okay. At least she can admit it.
Yeah, she's gone viral this morning because of her stupid TikTok, so good for her. All right, what's the local stuff?
Okay, more than 50 drivers getting screwed on Highway 285 near Morrison. It was a really big deal yesterday. It happened yesterday afternoon when a semi-truck spilled boxes of nails and screws on the roadway, causing so much damage. Yes, so a lot of people were affected, and if you didn't know this, tires with more than 3 nails or screws can't be safely repaired, so you have to replace those completely.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
And a lot of people had to replace all 4 tires. So one person said, $1,800 later, it was an expensive Wednesday. So if you can imagine, in those cars that are bigger, that require the bigger tires, like, I can imagine that's upwards of over $2,000 for that.
Yeah, I'd be sending a very harshly worded letter to that company.
And they said they're hoping that the truck's insurance company helps take care of it. But who knows? And when that stuff happens, I mean, you kind of have to just pony up the cash and expect things to be taken care of later,
right? Yeah. Gosh.
Exactly. So
I always imagine, do you guys ever do this where you imagine like a James Bond car, like what you would put on your car, like if you could, you know, add James Bond like special features to it? Like, yes. I always wanted the rear license plate to drop down and all the screws came out, you know, to stop people tailgating me. You've never thought about that?
No.
I want flamethrowers.
Yeah, flamethrowers would be good. Yep. Missiles out the headlights. But generally, I just want my back license plate to go drop down and spikes and stuff to come out.
Yeah, see, I think guys and girls are different. My mind goes Super Mario Brothers. I want a turtle shell.
Not bad, though.
That's what I want to be able to. Well, that's what I used in the game. It worked fine. So
it worked really well,
first
actually.
First place all day,
hey, you
Jer.
Do you. It's your fantasy, too.
Okay, there we go. So these are really neat up in Blackhawk, the new geodesic domes. Have you seen the pictures of them?
You had me at geodesic domes, though.
Okay, so they're now open at the newest resort above the town of Blackhawk, and the Nest at Blackhawk is what the resort is called. It opened this past Friday. It sits above the town in the foothills there, but there's 27 domes that are set up, and they're essentially the epitome of glamping. So they have private bathrooms, heating and air conditioning. There's an entertainment dome in the middle of the resort, so people can go and do all that, along with a full-service bar and restaurant with a locally inspired inspired menu and craft cocktails.
Oh, I love
so,
locally inspired menus.
Yeah, well, how neat is this though? Because those dome
farm to table,
that dome living, like the dome glamping, is all the rage. They have them up in like the actual Rocky Mountains up on the Western Slope.
So people can just look in on you.
No, it's
no,
not like
you're
that.
You're like an open. It's the moose that are looking in on you.
Exactly.
Not,
there's
you
know, not
well,
a
there's
bunch,
perverts out there lurking in the woods.
There's not a bunch of people
nah,
out there.
Yeah, there's people. I'm gonna go up there and look in.
Well, okay.
You just gave so many people the opportunity now to go up
you're
there and look
weird
in.
Weird.
Yeah,
if
they're
that's
normal.
Your first thought, like nobody wants to do that.
There's
nobody.
It's a
wants
glass
to do
dome.
That. It's not glass. It's a dome, but it's like covered. Like you can't see directly into it. It's
I'm
so you
look
can
it
look
up right now
up into the.
How do you
stars.
Spell geodesic?
G-E-O-D-E-S-I-C. Domes. So, yeah, but it's really neat, like, the fact that you can go
Where's
up to Black Hawk.
Black Hawk.
It's up in Black Hawk. You can hang out at the geodesic domes, and then you can go and gamble at Bally's, right?
Yes.
Why not? Bally's Casino
so
at
it's
Black
called the
Hawk?
Nest?
The Nest, yes. The Nest at Black Hawk.
The entire
is what
front
it is.
End is a window.
I know it is,
yeah, but
it's
no
still
one's
going like, to
be looking in.
And it is covered,
like...
Are you
kidding
like,
me?
Like, you know
Why
what?
You so
trying to explain
this?
Something to
no.
you is just impossible
I
sometimes.
I am,
once
listen,
you have
I understand
your mind
what a
set
dome
on
is.
Something, you're yes. just like full
I'm,
force.
Listen,
it
I know what a dome is.
I'm wasting my breath.
There's a gigantic front window on it, and what's
front
right
window.
In front of the window? The bed.
Well, yeah, so you can look
cares?
Out and see the
so
stars.
So who's going to be out, and there's
Nobody.
Woods right in front of
you. You know
it,
what?
So
give them a good show.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
put
I know.
A telescope
exactly.
out in the woods and watch what's going on in the geodesic
Good
domes.
For them.
That's
tip,
a
them
weird,
a, tip them a fiver.
That's
there
a
you go.
Weird thing to do, though.
Oh, it's
so going to
be
know.
Somebody's kink, I guarantee
just so you.
You
know. That is so
hey, what
weird
are you into?
Thing to do.
Geodesic domes.
Geodesic watching.
Funny because it's
I'm
a
first not wrong.
I've heard of
you're
it.
Getting so upset with me,
I'm
but
not
I'm not
upset.
Wrong. You're
no,
right.
you just
in the
take
world.
Something and you run.
Like, I am running with that. I'm uncomfortable with this.
I can't tackle you. You will shake me off.
I don't
you
want
are
you.
Running.
That's actually my fetish.
Running with this.
I enjoy being tackled.
But really neat. I just think this is one more way for us to enjoy those beautiful Rocky Mountains. So, way to go, Blackhawk. I'm here for it.
I'm going to go buy a telescope today.
I know you are.
I'm going to watch people get to Freecon up in Blackhawk. Thank you very much.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. You already told everybody what you're going to do.
That's how I roll. So. Get me some binoculars immediately. During the hype, Katie was telling us about these geodesic domes up in Blackhawk, these big old domes that you can go spend the night in. And my immediate concern was that people can just look in
yeah.
at you, you know, from the forest. Because the whole front end is a window. And she said I was crazy.
You are crazy.
Darcy, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think you're crazy, too. Did you have the same thought I did?
Yes, I did, because it's all front. You stare right at the bed.
Thank you.
Yeah, but
Thank
again,
you, Katie, see?
When I rent one of those, I want to look up at the sky. I want to look at the forest.
People
I want
look
it
at you.
To be open. I don't think people in the forest are looking at me. I guess it's because I've lived in the mountains before, and I know how desolate it is, and people aren't out there for that. They're just not.
Yeah, it's Blackhawk, like, though. It's not desolate.
I know. Well, it kind of is.
Darcy, did you research?
Out there.
Did you research this, Darcy?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. But you're isolated out there, but people are walking by, you
yeah,
know? They're
yeah.
they're just taking a walk and are hiking or whatever, and they're going to walk right by you if you're right there in bed. So I did email them, and I said, is there curtains, or is it like a push, you push a button, and like a black screen would come over those
oh, yeah,
windows?
Yeah.
And they did email back and said that there are curtains. If you look at further pictures somewhere under each dome, like to book them, they have more pictures to where you can see the curtains.
Okay, good.
Okay,
so at least if I'm in there getting my freak on, I can close the curtains.
So you can open and close it to your liking. But there
yes,
are people.
You can open and close it to your liking.
Yeah, there are people yeah. like me who just want to go and lay in that bed and gaze at the stars. Like,
and there's people out
well,
there that want to peek,
yeah,
right?
You can do that by yourself.
I'm
going to
do
no,
that,
I...
yeah.
Darcy doesn't want to be watched.
The day.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be watched.
Yeah. Thank you for being on my side, Darcy. You're so sweet.
All righty.
Uh-huh. Have a good day.
Bye, Darcy.
Bye.
You gonna book one?
I don't know why you're looking at me like that. I think they sound neat.
They do sound neat.
I don't mind, again, being out there and being... I just don't view it as people are wanting to look at you. I think everybody's kind of out there to be by themselves, to absorb nature and everything that's going on around them. Like, that's the reason you book something like that. So I guess me personally, I wouldn't be worried about that.
A lot yeah. of people that wouldn't yeah. say no to a free show, though.
Yeah, exactly. You know what?
You got nothing to worry about. You don't even have a boyfriend. It'll
yeah,
be fine.
It's fine.
You will be by yourself.
Everything's fine. fine. Maybe I like it like that, Jeremy.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was just perusing this list. I'm sure it's been talked about 1,000 times over the past couple days. But, you know, Uber puts out that thing where it's like everything that's been left in the vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
It's some funny stuff. You know, like an ankle monitor, an oxygen tank, a live fish.
You forgot your oxygen tank?
A live fish. 2 trees. Rhinestone picture of Jesus.
Oh, you need that.
Josh, were you in an Uber lately?
I was.
A bald cap, a dishwasher, a wizard wand.
A dishwasher? How are you forgetting these things?
Pelvic implants? What is that?
Is that your booty?
I don't know.
What is a
20 pounds of duck sausage? A prosthetic eye and a meat slicer.
Katie?
I know.
Was your mom in an Uber lately?
She doesn't forget those things. She's
2 pound bag of raspberry gushers.
Oh, okay. That actually sounds good.
Don't want to leave that behind.
I would not forget that.
One of the funny things I saw was somebody left a full 3D printer in there, and I thought, oh, that sounds like my son because he's so into the 3D printing. We just wrapped up finishing up our basement. I actually set up a 3D printing zone for him. So he's got like three of them down there, like running nonstop now. I can't wait to see what our Excel bill is going to be. But he's definitely working on his summer side hustles right now because he's going to be doing some more of those craft fairs where he sets up his printer booth and sells a bunch of stuff. And he makes some pretty good bank doing all that. But yeah, so he's got this really neat area with a couple printers set up, and I put a TV behind him so he can put his little logo up and do YouTube live streams. And I hope it, you know, really takes off for him. He's got, I mean, some of his videos now that he's getting on YouTube, especially the shorts, 400,000-500,000 views on
some of these
things he's printing.
That's amazing.
He's, you know, getting thousands of followers. So I'm like, there might be something to this. So he's going to try to monetize this over the summer.
He should, because the stuff he makes is quality. Like, you've showed us pictures.
And stuff.
The other day at the Fan Expo, it was so funny because I saw his gears turning.
Yeah.
There were so many tables set out there already. And I was like, you could do this. And he knew he could do it already, but we were talking a little bit. And I was like, the gears are turning, the smoke's coming out of the ears of him and what he wants to do. And I'm like, he could make this into a legit business.
Yeah, he's so trying. Cool. He's setting up a little account where he's going to be able to sell merch. It's kind of through like what I do with my Super Dupe stuff.
Yeah.
So I've kind of helping him set that up. And he's going to get some products ready to just unleash online. He's got a little buddy that does it on Etsy, too, makes $1,000 a month.
Well, and for him to do that in high school,
you know?
He's going to sell so much in high school to his friends and families that want that stuff there. This dude's going to be a gold mine by the time he graduates high school.
Look at him.
Yeah. I hope he starts paying our mortgage.
Exactly. Oh. Like, starts pitching in a little bit, right?
So, the only way it's gotten a little weird. I wonder if he's listening. It's not weird. It's cute. It's cute, but weird.
He's like, if you're listening, I love you.
So, when animals die at our house.
Oh, does that happen often?
He makes little coffins, little caskets. It's pretty sweet, actually.
That is really sweet that he cares about their, you know.
Yeah, so he had his beta fish pass away yesterday. Jokic, actually, was the name of the fish.
I love that.
And it's weird because yesterday, I guess he told Nick Nack before he told me, and he texted Nick Nack and said, the fish died.
Uh-huh.
And then Nicole texted me a little bit later and said, did you see that Jokic died? And I was like, what?
Hold on, what?
So I'm like on Google. I'm like, whoa. Before, like, a few seconds went by, and I was like, oh, that might be the fish.
Yeah.
So he can't come in hot like that on the text line that Jokic died. Yeah. No. It was our fish.
The fish. Exactly.
So my son immediately went downstairs and fired up the 3D printer. And last night he made a little coffin for the fish, and it says Jokic on the front, and his little date.
It's kind of cute.
Well, and he did it previously for one of our hamsters, too. So they're out back, if somebody's ever doing landscaping after we leave our house, there's a little pet graveyard.
A little cemetery.
They're going to dig up a little casket with a hamster in it.
Yeah.
And then now there's going to be a fish. And our current hamster, Larry, you know, Larry's been around for a couple years now.
Yeah.
And he's hitting his expiration date, too. So he's already planning ahead now. A little casket for Larry.
He already made it.
He's like, I made one. Might as well make the other.
So it's, I don't know. It's cute. But then they go out and they have like a little ceremony in the backyard and they make little crosses out of sticks and they bury these little creatures in their little 3D printed boxes.
They're very sensitive and empathetic.
They are.
I like that.
It's very sweet.
Exactly.
It's
very sweet.
And they say their little prayer out there, and then we put them in the ground.
The babies.
Last time we didn't get the hamster in the ground fast enough, I had him in a Ziploc, as one does.
Yeah.
And he was in the garage, and somehow I didn't seal the Ziploc enough, and like a few days went by, and I was like, God, what is that smell?
No, no.
It was the hamster rotting. It was really bad.
That's a distinct smell, too.
Yeah, so anyway, his little side hustle is pet caskets, so if anybody needs one, hit me up.
$5.
He'll cut you a good deal. Probably got a Groupon going on right now, so if you need one, 303-691-1649. And he's not doing full-size ones yet for adults, but I'm sure it's going to happen at some point.
We'll get there.
Working up to that.
Working up to it. You can find him on Etsy, all right? So off the air, Katie said something kind of funny. She goes, Jeremy, you're rubbing off on me.
You sure are.
And I said, you wish. But
I honestly, and I couldn't even catch myself. I felt so just, all right, let me break
what
it
happened?
Down for you.
Did
so,
you want to get hit in the face with the French bread?
A little bit. I'm not going to lie. I was talking to this guy on one of the dating apps, right?
Okay.
And he seemed really cool, tall, tattoos. He's from New York.
Just like me.
No, that's not it. Oh. So we were talking, and, you know, when you're on the online dating apps, when you talk for multiple days, you know that you're, okay, this may be a thing, you know? So we're going back and forth, and he asked me, because I say that I work in media, so he's like, how long have you worked in it? Do you like it? And I'm like, oh, my God, I love it. Like, I love going into work every day, so I guess that says something. Do you also like what you do? And he was like, yeah, I'm a butcher. I've been doing it for 6 years, and I love it. And my response to him was,
hold on, let me think. A butcher. Okay.
What do you think my response was?
A butcher. What would I say in regards to a butcher?
Please tell me that you do it right.
I would say probably something to the effect of, have you killed anybody and chopped them up into pieces?
Oh, no.
Okay, no. Have you ever sliced anything open on the...
No.
Oh.
How many fingers do you have?
No.
Oh.
No. I said to this
say?
Man...
What would you say?
I said, that's a lot of meat.
Oh!
That's what I said. And I sent it, and immediately after I sent it, I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
why
Jeremy.
Did I do that? I really should have thought twice before I pressed send
that
on
that.
That
would have been, boy, you know how to handle your meat.
I know. Something with the meat. Something with the meat. And I
you
just,
have the meat.
So it's funny because we were going back and forth pretty consistently until I said, that's a lot of meat. And now he hasn't messaged me back. So.
You know why? Because he's just sick of those jokes, probably.
I know.
He's
yes,
like, but, not another one.
And I did follow it up. I'm like, so, you know, aside from, do you like hiking or just the outdoors in general? Because, I, you know, you have to ask a question so they'll get back to you with
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
That's part of the protocol. But, man, that meat comment, I think
that's
ruined
pretty
it
solid
for me,
meat
Jeremy.
Comment,
I'm pretty sure I ruined it for myself. But
I wish you'd added in handling your, though.
I know you would. Yeah. Really screw it up for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're cute. You're funny. I am so annoyed because this is opening weekend for He-Man.
I have been
waiting for this movie, like a well-done He-Man movie since the 80s.
Yeah.
And I was all prepared to go this weekend and sit in the theater and cry and enjoy the movie by myself. I got stupid family coming to town. My entire weekend is taken up and I can't go see He-Man this weekend. And I'm trying like crazy to avoid any sort of spoilers or videos all over social because they're already popping up and it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
You got to delete social
media. Especially
when
that's like on my algorithm. Yeah. He-Man is my algorithm.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of times we've said He-Man just now,
oh,
it's
no!
probably going to pop up on your phone,
no,
you know?
Siri, no!
Yes.
No, Siri!
No, and I will have
Krispy
to say...
Krispy Kreme has donuts with He-Man.
They do. They do. And I just want to say that I'm actually thoroughly impressed with you and your commitment to your family. Like, seriously.
Oh, I'm behind the scenes, I'm pissed.
Oh, I'm sure you're pissed, but you're still taking one for the team. You are going to be there for Knick Knack and the family coming into town.
Yeah.
You're not dipping out to
do
your own thing.
We don't even want to see this side of the family.
I know. Oh. I know. Well, and that's the thing is you really are. You know, you're doing it for your wife and... for everyone else but you. And so I'm really, like, hats off to you, sir.
She's mean to me, though. So. She got in my kitchen and was like, you are not leaving me. Yeah. You will not leave me.
No, I know.
She's like, you have to be here with me with this side of the family. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
But you're still doing it. I mean, a lot of people would have just been like, I've been waiting for this since the 80s, like you said. Like, I feel like this is your...
I don't want to be a monster to my family,
I know.
Like, how bad would
but
that look
could.
To? Where's Jeremy? Oh, he's at the movies
by himself.
Crying because he's a big man baby and he loves He-Man.
You've waited for this movie for forever, though. I mean,
I know.
It's like, it's a big
no,
deal.
No, it's like
to
40
you.
Years in the making.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This isn't just like another installment of Scream.
I wanted to get a picture in front of the poster
yes!
and everything.
An opening weekend? It's a big deal.
Because I wanted to be there opening weekend. That's when all the nerds are going to be there in their t-shirts. I told Nicole I was going to bring my He-Man action figures and hold them while I'm watching the movie.
Do you think you could sneak in like a midnight premiere tonight?
Yeah, you should.
No?
You should go to the midnight premiere.
Now that I said all that out loud, like I feel like I might get divorced. Maybe I'll leave the action figures at home.
Well, and then you can go see the movie. Hey.
Hey, you know what?
Bright side.
I'm back in the game.
Amen. Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, so tell us what's going on with baby Nana.
Okay, well, she wears a lot of jewelry, right? Like, she's always just fully decked out, necklace, rings, bracelets, the whole shebang. I didn't realize that she did this, so she told me that there's been a few times now where she's lost something. So a ring specifically, and then her on her boyfriend's side of his family, they bought her some Coach earrings, and she lost one of them, and then something else. So she lost three specific things of jewelry, and instead of telling the people who gave them to her that she lost them, she will just go buy a replacement for it and not tell them anything. And it completely shocked me. I'm like, you're going out, like, some of these things have been discontinued. So she will just wait, look on eBay over and over and over, looking for one of the items that she needs, and then she will buy it and not even bring it up to the person. And I just thought that was just so, I don't know. I've never heard of it before. So why are you? What? What?
I think Jeremy and I just looked at each other. Like,
yeah?
Hold on. Let me make a note. Don't ever buy baby Nana jewelry.
Jewelry. I know. Well, no.
And then boohoo serves her right. She's clumsy and forgetful. So
no,
this is on her. That she's going to.
You just, like, never give people a pass. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes life's stressful. Sometimes we do things where it's not
Somebody
completely...
gives me Coach earrings. I'm going to hold on to those,
well,
make sure I know where they're at all
She has
time.
A lot of jewelry. And how often do you wear earrings? Seriously,
Jeremy.
Oh,
he was rocking a diamond the other day.
Hypothetical.
How often?
Hypothetical.
So you have no idea how easy it is for them to fall off.
I do. I've been with a woman for
many
years.
So you get it that it happens.
Jewelry and jewelry
So in
placement.
Her 20-plus years of being on this earth, she's lost three things of jewelry. I don't think that that's an awful stat, if that's what we're focusing on here. I thought it was more sweet that she didn't want to tell that person that she lost them.
Yes.
So then she would go replace it.
I wouldn't want to tell somebody that I lost their nice, expensive earrings either.
Yeah. So I just thought it was nice of her to go out of her way to replace it. That's all. That's it. I just thought it was nice.
What are your
of
thoughts,
her.
Josh?
It's super sweet.
I don't know. Look, I'll be honest. I was on my hands and knees yesterday because my girlfriend's earring randomly just fell out of her knee and rolled underneath.
Fell out of her knee.
I fell out of her ear and I was on my hands and knees because she could not reach it. So I get it. Like, I understand it's easy to lose it, but I don't know. Why not just, I don't understand the non-honesty thing. Like, just
not to
she's
tell
a,
them.
Just. Is it strictly just she's embarrassed?
I think so.
Why would you even have to tell him?
Immediately,
yeah, you
I
don't
thought,
even need to tell him.
Immediately, I was like, well, what kind of jewelry of the things I've bought you have you lost?
I know, and replaced without me knowing.
I've bought her a lot of jewelry over the years. Like, that's been one of the biggest things that she likes as gifts. So I've went
out
of my way.
She just got you your favorite necklace, didn't she?
She got me this
Would
necklace.
You tell her if you lost that?
Did she give you?
I would.
I get that orchid. I hate to change the subject, but she gave you that orchid for...
She gave me an
orchid. She gives you jewelry and orchids.
Yeah.
And you were talking about every year how you let these orchids die. Is that how is that one doing? Okay. Since so that was Mother's Day,
she gave me an orchid for Mother's Day, and so what? That was like 4 weeks ago now, 3 or 4 weeks. And the process of this orchid is I have to completely submerge it in water every Sunday for 5 minutes, and then I take it out of submersion and let it air dry, and then put it back in its spot. And that is the process with this orchid every week. And I've been doing it, and I've been so proud of myself that I've been keeping up on this orchid. So I was bragging about it the other day. And I was telling little baby Nana, I was like, not only have I kept this orchid alive, but I'm pretty sure we're best friends because I talk to it. Like, I'll come home and I'll talk to the orchid and I'll tell it how pretty it looks. I'm so proud of it for being so strong and brave. And you're just the best little orchid. So I'm talking to this orchid and I told her that just this week. And I'm not kidding you. In the time that I started befriending my orchid to now, it is dying. It doesn't like me talking. It's like, I'm going to fall over and die now because you keep telling me I'm pretty. But I really did. Like, I was so proud of myself after 2 weeks of keeping this thing alive. I just started talking to
it. How are my tulips that I gave you for your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, did those
that
also?
That was my birthday, Josh. That's correct.
They could have, but they were inside.
Those tulips have died twice.
And the orchids, generally, she gives you an orchid every year and they die.
I know. And I keep telling her, like, let them be at their little orchid home. Like, they don't want to come to my house. This is where they die a slow, tragic death. Like,
it's painful.
It is a painful
Why don't you
death
just buy another orchid and not tell her?
Does that cost money?
It does. You know, I'll just tell her that I didn't do it again.
You don't want to make her feel bad. You should just go out and buy an orchid. That's the same one that you gave me.
I'm probably not going to do that. I'll just let this one die she'll just, she's come to know this for me. Like,
all right. Well, she should do the same with the jewelry. Just let it die.
No. Like, I kill plants. She just knows she can expect this of me. So I don't know why she thought this was different. Like, for some reason, this time's going to be different.
That is funny that you're talking to it now and it's like, oh, God.
I know. And now it dies. Like, it has been the healthiest, most beautiful orchid I've ever seen for weeks straight. And then I come in and try and read it a bedtime story. And now it's got a problem.
Stop.
It
sleeps forever.
It hates your voice. You're going to come home today. It's going to be hanging itself.
I know. It's just like the orchid's hanging from the ceiling.
It's hanging from the,
I've had enough.
The door jam. No more, Katie. I can't do it anymore. we were just talking about the sweet baby Na.
Baby Na.
The very forgetful and clumsy baby Nana.
She's adorable.
She's a Z-er, right? She's a Gen Z-er.
She is. Yes.
I saw this story this morning. I was like, I wonder if baby Nana does this. It says 1/3 of Gen Z workers would book time off just to bed rot, where they spend the entire day in bed as self-care. They say this is popping right now with the Zers who just, life's just got me down.
Yeah.
It's just too much for me. Have you seen the price of beef? And they take the day off to just lay in bed, and they're calling it bed rotting. Does she do that?
No, I mean, she'll do that, but she doesn't take time off to do that. If she's using her vacation days, it's to do something. But she does definitely lay in bed, watch Netflix. And I think that is why they do it. Netflix has entire series of shows up there for you to just next episode.
So easy.
Watch next episode. So you can lay there all day and watch an entire series. And we never had that option, you know? So I think that's part of it.
Yeah, it says popular bed activities, scrolling the socials. That came in at number one. Just generally watching TV and then movie marathons. So I would imagine movies / you know, all the episodes of Love is Blind or whatever.
Yeah.
All in one day.
Gossip Girl is what she's into right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A little old school.
All right. They say they're also skipping a bunch of social activities to just go lay in bed. Man.
Yeah, she doesn't do that. I'm very proud of her, actually.
She does pickleball and stuff.
She does pickleball. Yeah. She loves her paddleboard this time of year. She was out there this past weekend at Bar Lake. So I just, you know, I think that she isn't 100% in that camp, but she does some of those things.
The story says 19% of Gen Zers judge romantic interests based on bedroom comfort setups, making bedroom retreats the new relationship compatibility factor. So, you know, when you go over to somebody's house, maybe they've got like a nice chair in there with a nice comforter setup and lighting and a nice TV. Like, it's almost like a lounge. It's the bedroom lounge. And that's what they're basing their relationship, their romantic interests off of.
Someone's
that makes sense.
Setup.
Someone's yeah. bedroom setup. Huh. How many Star Wars posters they have up on the wall?
Oh, I'm sure I've turned off a lot of people.
Anyway, oh, Gen Z. I'd prefer if you just stayed home and stayed in bed. That's fine. All right, coming up next, we're going to dive into a little show wants to know segment after a little Alex Warren. And what was the gist of this one, Katie?
I think this one was really the woman wrote in and thinks that her boyfriend settled. And she's wondering if we could help her with that. She's got a few instances for us to look over. So, yeah.
All right. It is indeed time to get your Fast Five on. So put your cheese down and give us a call. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. That'll get you into the studios here at Mix 100. Looking for the newbies that have never played before. We'll get you on the air, get to know you. I'll toss a category at you. Start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, you've asked for things like five things that would clog a toilet or five characters from Back to the Future. So you're all over the place. And the one that won it yesterday, name five Broncos QBs, and that one,
man.
No problem. So yeah, you never know what you're going to ask, Jeremy.
That QB one, didn't that go five times?
Yeah, you asked five different people
that one yesterday.
Five different people.
Did I really do one that says five things that clog a toilet?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's in my notes. So it must be true, but
craft singles.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to ask, so it's part of the charm of the game.
It is. So give us a call. We would love to talk to you and love to meet you. Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What are we playing for today?
Double prize day, bro. Okay, Bally Casino prize pack is first up for grabs. This one's worth $300, $100 in slot play, along with a $100 dining voucher. So much good food up there. You get some Bally swag and more. And then we're also going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see Mumford & Sons out at Folsom Field. So a heck of a prize today. When you win Fast Five. So
yeah,
good luck.
We like to spoil our listeners. So if you'd like to play, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. And first one in was April. Hi, April.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. What are you doing today?
I'm going to actually go look at a house to see about buying.
Yeah, where's the house at?
Parker. So I'm going to be going from East Colfax to Parker. So
that is a nice upgrade.
That's a nice change, huh?
Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, how much is the house?
Oh, it's quite a bit more than East Colfax.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
What are we talking? How much?
Almost nine, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So it's a little two-bedroom place.
And... I know, yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's one bedroom, one bath. Yeah.
It's a fixer-upper.
Yeah.
All right, April, let's do some Fast Five with you. In 10 seconds, give me five cartoon characters that are known for wearing a hat. Go.
Mickey Mouse,
nope.
Donald Duck.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no. The blue guy with the clue thing. Oh, what the heck? I don't know.
The blue guy with the clue thing. Well, you got one. You even missed the one with the hat in the name. Cat in the hat.
Oh, the cat.
Oh, cat's butt.
Dang.
Yeah, cats are gross.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, April. Have a nice day. Oh, we got Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're going to the dentist, I see.
I'm taking a friend to the dentist, yes.
Oh, you're a good friend.
That is nice of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to be.
Are they going to put the monkey nose on her? Is that why you have to drive them?
Yep.
Boy, that thing will get you all kinds of loopy, huh?
Yeah, take that home with you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Well, that's nice of you to be a good friend like that. What's going on with your friend? How many teeth are they pulling?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, but 16 maybe? Oh. No, I don't know. No, they're not. They're just still in the cavity. They're just still in the cavity.
Oh, that's it? And she needs a ride?
I'm telling you.
She better take you to lunch today, Brenda.
Actually, she took me to dinner last night.
Even better.
It's
I hope you
nice.
Ordered a steak.
How did you know?
I had a hunch. I got to drive you to the stupid dentist. I am ordering a steak.
Prime rib. Yeah.
Steak fajitas.
Steak fajitas. Not mad at that. I'd break a tooth on that. All right, Brenda.
Yeah.
In 10 seconds, give me five music bands with two words in their name. Go.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
The Beatles. Maroon 5.
I probably would have given you three.
You did pretty good there, Brenda.
Yeah, not bad.
I tried.
That's all right. Well, you're a sweetheart. Thank you for calling in and having some fun with us today.
You bet. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Go be a good friend.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Hey. It says you're heading to work. Or no, heading home from work.
Heading home from work.
Overnighter. What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, thank you for doing that. What kind of nursing? Your phone cut out.
Say it again. What kind of nursing?
Pediatric.
Oh,
kids.
Yep. Little babies.
Thank you for doing that work.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad I asked you because usually I ask nurses on the overnight shift who came in with what in their butt. So
don't you?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I'm glad you
clarified.
Yeah. Clarified and verified. All right. So you can only do one show, like no shows within the, what do you want to call that?
Franchise.
Like a franchise. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. One show per franchise, but I need five TV shows with a location in the title. Go.
All right. Oh God. Smallville. Let's see here.
Oh man.
You got one, darn it.
Oh man.
Goes by quick, huh?
I know.
Yeah, I didn't want you to do like CSI Miami.
Yeah, all the cop shows,
Austin,
right?
Austin and New York or wherever they are. Yeah.
All the cop shows. Oh, Smallville was a good one.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Andrea, you go home and get some rest.
I'm gonna try.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Cassidy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You dropping your kiddos off?
Dropping my kiddos off downtown Denver.
Oh, yeah. What are they doing down there?
Going to school. It's last day.
Oh, good. Good for them. Wrap it up. So, all right.
Wrap it up.
Are they in the car?
One is in the car. The oldest one, the two younger ones are waiting in line. They were pretty eager to get to school for some
last
reason.
Day.
Yeah, ready to get out of there. Well, give your kiddos a shout out.
Shout out to Kasten, to Kingsley, and to Knightley, and to our oldest boy, Callan.
Right on. Got a full family.
Yeah.
Full family.
Yes, sir. Good for you. Dad on duty. All right. I'm going to give you this. You can do either movies or TV shows, okay?
Sure.
10 seconds. Five movies or TV shows that star the beautiful Jennifer Aniston. Go.
Oh, God. Friends.
One.
Marley and Me. We're the Millers.
Oh man, you got on a roll late. But
yeah, woo. I think Along Came Polly's one of my favorites.
Yes.
And Just Go With It with Adam Sandler.
All the Adam Sandler ones.
Cassidy, you were close, buddy. Darn it.
How many did I get?
You got three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try that one out on your friends today and see how they do, Cassidy.
Thank you.
Hey, take care, buddy. Have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Aaron.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. It says you're going for a little hike today.
Yeah, going to go to the Bluffs.
The Bluffs. Where's the Bluffs?
Like the regional Bluffs in Lone Tree?
Yeah, I go
there all the time. I love that place. Aww. That's a great hike.
Yeah, got to get out before it gets hot, though.
Yes, exactly. Got to get it done early.
Want to get a little toasty. A little toasty. All right, so I've got one for you, and it's one of these that's subjective, okay? These are so fun. I feel like this one's going to be fun, too. Okay, in 10 seconds, give me five things you would not want to find in your hotel room. Go.
Ooh. A cockroach, a snake, a prostitute, a booger, a used Band-Aid, a used hypodermic needle.
Did you say a hypodermic needle?
So good.
Well, you got, I think you got six. I would kick the prostitute out because that's not that bad when you find one of those.
Yes, it is, Jeremy.
It's not that bad, Aaron.
Stop.
I don't think I would accept prostitute, but.
You still got five,
I think
though.
You got the five with
you
the hypodermic needle. So. Aaron, I need you to do something for me.
Oh, Jeremy, will you play the Winnie Win sound?
Yes, ma'am.
Woo! Yeah, Aaron!
Aaron with the W.
That was so good.
Thank you so much for saying prostitute this morning.
So usually it's Jeremy who says good job, Aaron.
Aaron, you are a lot of fun. What we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold, come back and tell you about that big old prize pack that you won today, and you go have some fun. Courtesy of JKJ and Mix 100.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I'll talk to the birthday boy now.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Hold on. Look at that. We got her done.
Woo-hoo.
Tomorrow morning, five places that you would like to find a prostitute.
There you go. Do your homework.
We'll do it again. 7:30. Set those reminders in your phone, in your Alexas. Get it with your friends on a text thread. Whatever you got to do. Remind yourself to play Fast Five each and every day, 7:30. Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Okay, so this is from Sailor in Arvada.
Sailor.
And Sailor says, I have been dating my boyfriend for a little over a year. We get along great, but lately I've started noticing something that's really bothering me. He doesn't want to go on vacation with me, and not because of money or work. He just does not seem interested. Been there. He says, every time I bring up taking a trip together, he'll change the subject or just say maybe someday. He also has zero interest in moving in together. Not even a conversation about the future. Like, whenever I ask where he sees this going, his answers are completely vague. Meanwhile, I feel like after more than a year together, most couples are at least talking about taking the next step. I'm not asking for a ring tomorrow, but I do want to know if we're moving forward. The thing that keeps creeping into my head is this: what if he settled for me? What if he likes me enough to date me, but not enough to build a future with me? Sometimes it feels like I'm his girlfriend because it's comfortable, not because I'm the person he truly wants. My friends and coworkers have been my therapists, and they're split. So some say guys move at different speeds, and I'm reading too much into it. Others say if a man sees a future with you, you will know. I need your help. Am I being impatient after only a year together, or are his actions telling me everything I need to know? What do you think? Did he just settle for me? I'll be listening. Sailor in Arvada.
Oh, Sailor.
That's juicy. A
Sailor just wants to be wanted.
Yeah.
She needs to be needed.
Yeah.
If you want to sound off about Sailor's situation, come sail away. Come sail away. Come sail away with me.
Great song.
303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. All right, what do you mean by you've been there?
I've been in the situation where I feel like I am way more into the person than they're into me.
It's not a good feeling.
Oh, it's the worst feeling.
It's called marriage.
Well, no, it's not. Like, with marriage, I think that's give and take. There are moments where you like her more, where she likes you more.
Yeah.
It's a situation that goes back and forth. But if you're in a relationship where you really feel like you are the one who outkicked your coverage and they're making you feel like that, that's uncomfortable, and I hate it. So I feel for Sailor, because when you're in the situation, like, not only do you feel bad, but then everything that person does, you're going to question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the part.
Well, I've been
really
in a relationship where it was the girl that was, she kind of positively reinforced consistently, and she was like, you're just too good for me. You're too good for me. And you literally end up believing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons we broke
start
up.
Agreeing. Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, seriously, that was right. One of the reasons. I was like, you have like zero self-confidence. Like, you got to believe that I also deserve you, you know? And that was a major thing that I was like, I don't think you see, like, you put someone on a pedestal, and that's not a good way to be in a relationship. It's not healthy, you know?
It's not.
Phone lines are open if you want to sound off. 303-691-1649. Now, her two examples. He just doesn't want to go on vacation with me, and he has zero interest in moving in together. They haven't been they've been together a little over a year. Maybe he just doesn't want to move in with you. He's like, we need to go a little bit longer.
Okay.
Like, relax.
How's your credit score?
I get that. But the fact that every time she brings it up, he changes the subject. Like, he doesn't even want to discuss it. That's where I have the problem, because I feel like...
But she's too hot and heavy. Like, this is just too much for him.
Well, but she doesn't get an answer. So, of course, she's going to keep asking if he's not going to give her any kind of... reinforcement, any kind of positive feedback.
What if there's none and he just says, I don't want to do that? Then she's going to be like, why don't you want to move in?
I don't even think he's told her that, though. I think he's being vague, and that's part of the problem.
Because he doesn't want to get yelled at. Because if he says no, he's like, no, I don't want to do that. Well, why? You know, then it turns into a whole thing.
Well, yeah, explain
sometimes
yourself.
It's better off just to, like,
are you kidding me? Explain yourself. Like,
because I don't want, because you're too much, sailor.
Yeah, well, then again, that gives her the information she needs to, okay, well, you think I'm too much? Go find less, homie. Go find less.
He's like, relax, sailor.
I know.
It's been like a year. I don't want to move in with you.
A year is a long time, Jeremy.
Yeah, but that's too quick to be still moving in together.
Like, you know whether you want to be with this person after a year.
Not necessarily.
So if you don't want to be with this person for the rest of your life, then let them go.
Year's too short.
Let them go. Don't be in a relationship because it's comfortable. Because
then all I'm thinking about is like, oh, I got to find buddies to help me, you know, move her in. And then, oh, then it's going to not work out. Then I got to find friends to help me move out.
Why are you moving out already? Like, see?
Because a year's too soon.
Pessimistic attitude where...
The vacation one gets me, though. Like, why does he not want to just go on vacation? And she says not because of money or work. He just doesn't seem interested. That one's weird to me.
Yes, both of them
are weird. That one's really weird. Here's Joel. Hi, Joel.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, buddy. What do you think about Sailor's situation?
Oh, sorry, Sailor. It doesn't sound like you're in a serious relationship. It sounds like you feel the relationship's in one way, and feels like he feels another way about it. There's a slight possibility you might be a side piece. On the other hand,
not the side piece.
No.
You know what? In the long run, even if not, you want to be with someone that makes you feel the way you want to feel, not the way you don't want to feel. You know, I just gone through something similar where just I felt like the person just, it was with me just because I'm comfortable and not necessarily, you know, and not only that, but man, I don't trust her anyways anymore. But yeah, I mean, you want to be with someone that makes you feel good. You know, just, life's too short to be spending with someone that just makes you feel crappy.
Yeah.
You know, or less than. Let's just say less than. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Because just because he doesn't want to move in, though?
No, but there's more to it, right?
No, not just that. I mean, okay, well, he doesn't want to move. Like, regardless of what it is, how is she making her feel? You know, because it doesn't sound like she feels very happy or secure or any of the positive feelings that you should feel when you're in a healthy relationship.
I wish we had more backstory. Like, if, you know, he's maybe a gift giver. Maybe that's his love language. Like, he's given gifts or, you know.
You know, some guys are really, like, just, you know, like, sheltered when it comes to relationships.
Yeah,
and some
guys are just dumb. They're like, I don't want to go on vacation. Let's just stay here, and I don't want to move in.
Yeah, there is emotional
maybe she could just be super annoying, too, Joel.
You never know. Maybe she has a weird habit. Maybe she has some cats, and he just really doesn't like cats. You know what I mean? He's just kind of waiting for one of them to pass on or something. I don't know.
She's got cats and, like, one of those weird laughs. So when she laughs, she sucks in instead of laughs out. So maybe she's like,
honestly, at this point, I just love girls that laugh, period. I just love someone that laughs.
Joel's just looking for anybody with a pulse, it sounds like.
No, Joel's looking for someone who leaves him feeling comfortable, right? Like, you don't want to have to feel anxious and uncomfortable and uneasy. Like, you don't want someone to treat you. Like, that's not what you want someone to leave you with. So I get it, Joel. I get what you're saying.
Joel, we got to find you somebody.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. There's someone for everyone. Right now, I'm just working on being happy with me.
Same, Joel.
You know, maybe are you the weird one, Joel?
No, man, dude. You're getting in shape. I work out every day. I am a volunteer at the school.
Send us a picture, Joel.
No, right now we're going to let you go. Now Katie's hitting on you, Joel.
No one wants me. Send us a picture, Joel.
Oh, Joel, we're getting sad now. All right, we love you, buddy. Thank you for the call. Thank you, Joel. We got to move on. I got to fit one more in here. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Hi, Kristen. All right. Do you think Sailor's got a weird laugh or what?
I think that he is just, not to be too cheesy and quote a book and a movie, is he's just not that into her.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, I agree with her friends who said that if he saw a future with her, she would know. You know, I've been in relationships both ways where, you know, you're in one for years and it's like pulling teeth and you never know really where you sit. And but then I've also been in a relationship where I knew exactly where I sat and things progressed quickly because we just knew. And, you know, I think of Josh and his relationships, you know, and all his dating and how he's gone back and forth. And then, you know, when you find the right person, you guys know, you tell each other it's not vague and unclear. So.
You do have that feeling of comfortability with that person for sure. And that's what I felt with this last one. So I agree with you, actually.
Andy came
point.
In and was like, do you guys know how much money she makes?
No, that wasn't it too.
No.
Kristen, I can tell you, as the woman, when he came in and talked about Princess Pilot, it was so different than how he talked about any other girl. Yeah. He was comfortable. And that's the thing. He wants to do things with her. They're constantly doing things together. And so that tells me he likes her. He likes her company and he
enjoys
being
with
her. Exactly.
Do you know how much money she makes, Kristen? She makes so much. She's always bringing us Chick-fil-A too.
I mean, there's that too.
Oh, she's loaded.
Also just awesome though. So like you can tell he's really into her and he doesn't make any qualms about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen. Great comments. Great observations.
Yeah,
thank you for
really
calling
good.
In.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. Well, see you later.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye. I'm not really sure where we fell on this for Sailor.
I think Sailor needs to sail
away. All right,
like,
sail away,
come
girl.
On.
Get on your dinghy and get out of town.
That's right.
Get out of here.
Yeah, life's too short.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is indeed time to play Katie Crush. It looks like Autumn made her way through. Hi, Autumn.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Hey. What are you doing today? What are you doing today?
I'm just leaving volleyball open gyms. Mm.
Do you play volleyball or are you just watching?
No, I coach.
Oh.
Option three. Right on. What's your team's name?
I coach at Holy Family, so we're the Holy Family Tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Why does that make you laugh?
I don't know. It just caught me off guard.
Holy Family Tigers. Right.
Do I not sound like
it? No, it sounded
you
great.
Totally do.
You just threw me off. I wasn't expecting the word holy in there.
Bump set spike all day.
Yeah. Spiking for Jesus. What else do you do, Autumn? Do you work? Or
I work at Holy Family. I'm one of the lunch ladies at Holy Family.
Hey!
So I'm off for the summer.
All right.
That is a heck of a double gig, though. The lunch lady and the volleyball coach.
I love
like,
it.
You must be their most favorite person at the school, Autumn.
Some days, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. You're sweet. All right, so Autumn, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she was raised by Satan.
No, I was not. Autumn, don't listen to him. That's crazy, Jeremy.
She's in bed with Satan. She's very mean. So that's going on. Katie, would you like to say anything to Autumn?
May God bless you and protect over your soul. Okay, good luck, Autumn.
Okay.
Autumn, tell Katie to get out of the studio.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Katie. I'm throwing holy water on her right now, Autumn. Get out of here.
It's melting.
Get out of here. All right, so she goes into a little room where she can't hear anything. I come up with a question, so there's no cheating, and then we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in.
Sounds good.
All right, volleyball lady, let's get her done. What chef is known for his famous catchphrase, bam?
That is, Guy Fieri? I know it's not right, but I can't think of his name.
Okay. All right, here's your second question. Which former Disney star is one of this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover models?
Mm.
Would you like to say Guy Fieri?
Oh, please.
No.
No. All right.
Let's go Hillary Duff.
H to the Duff. All right, here is your third question. Which Weird Al album shares its name with his new Broadway musical?
Boy, I'm really bad today. I have no idea.
Would you like to say Guy Fieri or Hillary Duff?
No. Let's go with Amish Life or whatever it's called. I don't
Amish
know.
Amish Life. This Amish Life. All right. Including the one in production right now, how many Grown Ups movies will there be or are there?
Three.
Yeah, but he knows who Adam Sandler.
I do that.
Oh, yeah, you do. All right. What kind of bread does Taylor Swift give to her friends?
Sourdough.
H or S to the dough. S to the dough. All right, Katie, get in here. I'm waving her in. Hold on.
Boy, I really did bad today.
Oh, I don't know. Not too shabby. Let me quickly add yours up. Okay. All right, Katie, you ready to bring it?
Okay, I'm ready.
Watch your filthy mouth, okay?
Oh, just stop.
We got a holy woman on the line.
Set a quick prayer out there. I'm fine. All right. Okay.
Okay, so Katie, which chef is known for his famous catchphrase, which is bam?
Oh, no, you got to say it. Bam! It's Emeril Lagasse.
That's who it was.
Yes, who it was.
Yes.
Autumn said Guy Fieri, which is
Oh, right.
Yeah.
All right. Katie, which former Disney star is one of this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover models?
Hillary Duff. She looked great, huh?
She looked good.
Man, Hillary Duff is smoking. Yay! Autumn got it right
too. Oh, that means Autumn got it right too.
Yay! Good job, Autumn.
Which Weird Al album shares its name with his new Broadway musical?
Oh. I have, I'm going to say a song, Like a Surgeon?
Like a Surgeon, no.
No?
And Autumn said, This Amish Life, it is Dare to Be Stupid.
Oh, never would have got that.
Me either.
Me and you both, girl.
Disappointing Jeremy right there.
That is very
disappointing. Sorry, Jeremy. I'm sorry.
Big Weird Al fan. All right, including the one in production right now, how many Grown Ups movies are there going to be or are there, whatever, however you want to word it? How many are there?
I'm going to say two. I don't think there is another one.
And?
Oh, no.
Autumn, how many are there?
Three.
Oh, they're making another one?
That's right, yeah, Katie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, some people love that kind of comedy.
I thought that was a trick question.
Some people love sequels.
Dang it.
Go right to the Netflix. Oh. Go to Netflix. Go to dun 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 Netflix. Dun dun.
All right, your final question
for the Katie Crush. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, here we go. What kind of bread does Taylor Swift give her friends?
Oh, like everybody, it's a sourdough craze, right? Yeah.
Autumn, you also said sourdough.
Yay!
Hey!
Hey!
Okay. 1-2-3 It is a tie.
Oh.
What happens with ties, Autumn?
They go to Katie.
Because I'm a monster. Man. I feel good when I feel like I barely win when I get a tie, you know? Like, I don't feel like I earned it.
But Autumn, I'm in a good mood today.
He is. He's doing his voices. That's good mood. That's good mood, Jer.
I've been in a good mood all week.
Yay!
And you got God on your side, so I want to keep you happy.
We want to make you exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we don't
God
want to mess
loves
with the man.
Volleyball, and I love volleyball, and so you are our winner.
Yay!
Yay!
This is good mood week for Jer Bear. It really is. Autumn, you're so sweet. It was so nice of you to call in. We're going to put you on hold and come back and tell you all about your prizes that I'm giving you, okay?
Yay! Well, thank you so much, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Autumn. Say a prayer for me today, okay?
Nice.
I will definitely say a prayer for you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, hold on. We're going to come back. Katie!
Yay!
I mean, I kind of had to.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, with the big guy watching above,
yeah,
we don't want
I need some good mojo my way.
Yes,
okay?
We do.
We'll play again tomorrow morning with JKJ.